All right. Dear Lord, we are grateful for your kindness, Lord. I thank you for the Bible class that we have, Lord, about how to raise our kids. And Lord, I was just thinking about, even if we've already done raised our kids, and maybe we can use it to help with our grandkids, and even if we don't have kids, or we're not going to have grandkids or anything like that, Lord, there are still biblical principles in here that apply to us, Lord. Just like how often do we think about you during the day? Lord, that's something that anybody can use. You don't have to be a parent. So I just pray, Lord, as we go through this study, that people with kids and that would really be listening to this, it sounds like it's a good study, Lord, and just teach us and guide us and help us to do the things like you want us to do as parents or grandparents or just, there's kids around here, Lord, that aren't my kids that I still have to be a good example around. So just help us, Lord, in all these things. We just thank you for this study, and I pray that you would bless us with it. And I pray now, Lord, as we sing these songs, that we can glorify you and think about you now and not just look at the words, but think about the words, Lord, in these songs and then give you glory because of what we're reading and singing to you. So help us to do that in Jesus' name. Amen. So this first song here, I really like this song, and I was looking at it this week, and I started to think, you know, this middle section here is not only a good song, but this middle section is a good prayer. And if you take out the us and our, and you put in the me and the my, listen how it turns into a prayer. Teach me, Lord, full obedience, holy reverence, true humility. Test my thoughts and my attitudes in the radiance of your purity. Cause my faith to rise. Cause my eyes to see your majestic love and authority. Words of power that can never fail. Let the truth prevail over unbelief. So see, this is a great prayer. Like, it's a good song. It's a great song, but it's a really good prayer. And I thought, you know, I took a picture of this with my phone so that when I'm in my quiet time with the Lord, I can use that as a prayer. So you guys, you know, there's a paper down there somewhere here. You can take a picture of it if you want to or whatever. But I just thought, you know, as we're singing this, let's not just sing it, but actually pray it while we're singing it. Because it's a really good prayer. And I don't care if you've been a Christian for a day or for 40 years. We all need the things that are in this middle paragraph.
Thank you.
And the chorus of this song, or in the top there, it says, "The world's not my home, I'm just passing through. My treasure all laid up somewhere beyond the blue." And I was thinking about the word treasure. When you think about, when I think of treasure, I think of it in a couple different ways. Something of great value. Gold, money, diamonds, whatever, right? Those are treasures and they're great value. Or it could be something that means a lot to you. You know, maybe your grandma gave you a special necklace or something and you really like it. I mean, it's your treasure. You really like it, right? Or it could be someone. You know, like your wife, your husband, your mom, your dad, your uncle, your whatever, your kids, whatever. You can treasure someone, right? Or you can treasure things too. Like, you know, some people, you might have a piece of artwork that you like. You spend a lot of money on a piece of art. Oh, I treasure this artwork I got. Or I treasure my dog or my cat or whatever it is. There's all kinds of things that we treasure, right? Great value, or they mean something to you, right? And it's okay. Like, it's okay to have things in your life that you treasure. You know, I treasure my wife. I treasure my grandkids. I got an old pipe from my grandpa. When he passed away, my grandma gave me one of his pipes because I used to fill his pipe for him. You know, get the old kind with the pouch of tobacco and you had to pack it in there just right. Right? And I loved doing that for him. And I loved the smell of that pipe tobacco. And I used to pack it just right. And I remember that. I treasure those memories. And then I got the pipe. And so I can walk by and smell it. It reminds me of my grandpa and all that stuff. So I kind of treasure that. Right? And see, that's okay. It's okay to have things like that. But here's the thing. If you treasure something more than Jesus, that's the problem. Right? It's okay to treasure things. But if Jesus isn't at the top of your list, and by far, way above this person or this thing, if He's not your treasure way, way up there, then you probably don't know Him and what He did. And if you're a Christian and there's something that you're treasuring more than Him, you need to repent. Because there's nothing more important, there's nothing more valuable than Jesus Christ. Look, there's one way to heaven, there's one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ, the treasure.
Thank you.
Okay, this last song here says, give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One, give thanks because He has given Jesus Christ His Son. So who knows where in the Bible it talks about God giving His Son? John 3:16, right? Everybody knows that, right? I even printed it out. John 3:16 and 17. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. Okay? So, when God sent His Son, He did it because He loves the human people, right? He loves them and He wanted to save them from perishing, right? Now, perishing means death. And in the Bible, there's two kinds of death. One is when you die, you know, I physically stop breathing and I die and I get buried in the dirt. That's one death, okay? But there's another death, and it's called eternal death. See, we die, and then our spirit goes before God and we're judged, and that's when you perish, an eternal perishing. You perish forever. It means you're burning in hell is what it means, right? So God came here, He gave His Son so that we would not, because He loved us and He doesn't want us to perish, okay? So when God says, God sent His Son to remove the wrath that was coming our way. There's wrath coming our way. Because listen to the rest of the verse 18. It says this, whoever believes in Him is not condemned, but whoever does not believe is condemned already. Because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And then a few verses down in John 3, same chapter 36, it says this, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him. So see, we are born already, as soon as you come out of the womb, the wrath of God is coming your way. And that's for you kids too. All you kids in here, God's wrath is coming at you right now. It's on its way. As soon as you die, the wrath of God is going to be there. Unless, see, this is the good news. Jesus, in the verse it says, for whoever believes. See, God made it really simple. Even I figured it out. You just got to believe in His Son. That's it. It's so simple. But it doesn't mean this. Yeah, okay, I believe Him. I believe in Him. Okay, now I just live my life how I want. No, see, the demons. Satan believes in Jesus. He knows there's a Jesus. And the demons believe there's a God, a Jesus. And they shudder. They're afraid of Him. Right? See, believing in Jesus is just this. It's so simple. I send my Son. I pour my wrath out on Him instead of you. And you trust that. You just put all your good works aside. Well, I'm a good person. God will love me. No, don't believe in that. Believe that your sins were paid for by Jesus on the cross. And that you believe in that. Like, okay, God, I believe that He paid for my sins. And then you confess Him as Lord. In Romans it says that if you believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, and that God raised Him from the dead, and confess Him as Lord. Jesus, I want You to be my Lord. I want You to be my boss. You're going to save me from hell. You rule my life. I believe that. That's what I want to believe. Is that simple or what? That's pretty simple, right? So see, if God sent His Son to save you from burning in hell forever, and all you got to do is believe in Him, trust in what He did, don't trust in yourself, let Him rule your life for this short little life you got, the prize is huge. You get to go to heaven and be with God, right? Is that a big deal or what? That's a big deal. Now, knowing all that, is that something to be thankful to God for? Should we give Him thanks like this song says? Let's give Him thanks. He sent His Son to save us from burning in hell. That's something to be grateful for.
Give thanks for the grace.
Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for sending your Son. And you sent your Son, Lord, because you loved us and you wanted to save us from burning in hell. Save us from our sins, Lord. And there's no greater gift. There's no greater treasure than that. There's nothing more important in this life than to know you and to love you and to want to obey you, Lord, to surrender ourselves to you. Because, Lord, we only live here for 70, 80, 90, maybe 100 years, and then off to eternity we go. Eternity, Lord. And it's either one of two places. You make it very clear in your Bible. It's eternal death or eternal life, Lord. And we'll have one time to get it right, and that's why we're here. And so I'm just grateful, like the song said, thank you for sending your Son to provide a way that we don't have to perish, that we can be with you for eternity, Lord. I thank you for that. That's the most important thing that we can be thankful for, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, if there's anybody here today that doesn't know you, that doesn't know what's coming their way, that they would bend their knee to you today and ask you to show them what's coming. Show them how good you are. Show them what the penalty for their sins. Show them everything, Lord. Just show them, Lord, and cause them to run to you for salvation, Lord. You're willing to save anybody, and for that we're thankful for, Lord. So please show that to somebody here today. I pray for Dorian as he brings us the message, Lord. Give us ears to hear. Give us a soft heart, Lord. Teach us what you want. Let us be willing to learn and listen to you today. In Jesus' name, amen.